It's Monday, August the 15th, and you're tuned in to the TIAB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world.
Wait, the whole world?
The whole world.
Not just half of it?
No, all of it.
Sweet.
Water, land, fire, earth, you know, that place. And this week we're talking about a movie called Suicide Squad. Task Force X, the movie, is what we're talking about this week. Then we got our picks, we got our weeks, and we got everything else in between.
Okay.
Guess what I bought?
What?
I bought a USB flash drive.
Okay.
It's 128 gigs.
Whoa!
It cost me $25.
How did you do that?
Back to school sales.
Well, where?
Staples.
Because I want one of those?
Let me tell you, I remember paying more than that amount of money for like one gig.
I found in my drawer this weekend, in my old computer drawer, my old MP3 player. It is 512 megabytes.
That's more than mine.
And it disconnects into a USB drive, yep. And then you plug it back in.
Yeah. I had a similar one. I think mine is 128.
Oh, so many songs.
I remember when I first went to college, you get like your grab bag of like just...
Here's a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I got one. 16 meg flash drive.
Damn!
16.
That's huge.
16 or 32. One, it doesn't matter. It's pretty much the same.
Well, whatever. Eventually, we'll all be using those, like, museum-quality glass discs that store quintillion terabytes of data, like, last forever.
The thing that I want to talk about is this flash drive is USB 3.0.
Okay.
And, man.
Have you never had a USB 3.0 device?
I have on a hard drive, but the thing is, with a hard drive, you have to wait for it to boot up first, right? And then start spinning. But, like, it's just so convenient now to be able to throw my video files...
When it's just on a flash drive, you're just
okay. And then I could just like go computer, PS4, PS3, whatever, Xbox. It's nice and handy.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Why didn't I do this earlier?
Because it wasn't $25.
You're right. It was like $1,000.
$25 Canadian.
So that's just even better, right? And I'm like, 128 gig. Kind of made me sad because that's half the amount of space in my MacBook. Yeah. I mean, my MacBook's SSD, but whatever.
Still.
It doesn't matter, right?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So. But yeah, that was a small little tangent. Let's talk about Suicide Squad.
That's a movie we saw.
We did. We saw it this week, or last week. Stars Will Ferrell, Margot Robbie. Will Smith.
Okay.
Margot Robbie. And a whole other cavalcade of characters. Jared Leto.
Let me open up Cineplex Magazine.
I hear he's the Joker.
Because apparently he is the Joker. Because all the cast is in here.
I wish I knew the character for Rick Flagg.
All right, Deadshot, Will Smith, Joker, Jared Leto, Rick Flagg, Joel Kinnaman, Enchantress.
Cara Devevingne. So small tangent. Cara Devevingne, or Deva of whatever. Have you ever heard her talk out like just normally?
No.
She is the ideal British accent.
Oh, really?
Like, for me, she is the ideal.
Like the one on my car GPS?
That's a bit robotic. But she is the ideal because she's got the perfect amount of wit and sarcasm in everything she says.
Oh, okay.
She is perfect.
That's hilarious. El Diablo is Jay Hernandez.
Who cares?
Killer Croc is Adalwell. Nope.
So, dude, a bunch of no-names.
Try and say that.
Okay. Adalwell, I can nui, Ajbash. Ashbash. I'm so sorry if I butchered your name. I'm not trying to be culturally
sensitive. Slipknot is Adam Beach. Katana is Karen Fukuhara.
That was Slipknot?
Yeah. Slipknot was the guy who was used specifically to get killed.
Yeah.
And then Boomerang was Jai Courtney. J-I.
Oh, yeah, I knew you looked familiar. Okay.
There you go. Thanks, Cineplex Magazine.
Yeah. And, of course, there was other people, too.
Yeah, whatever.
Anthony, you were hyped for this movie.
I love the Suicide Squad. The Suicide Squad is one of the only comics I actually collected issue by issue.
Yeah.
And I think it's a super cool concept, and it's a great idea, and those comics were really good.
And so you were pretty excited about this movie.
Yep.
Going in, you were...
I was pretty hyped.
Going out, you were...
I was like, okay, whatever. I didn't think the movie was garbage. I just thought it was... disappointing.
Okay.
Like, I'm not angry at you, son. I'm just
That's even worse! I'm just
disappointed.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, you know, on some level it is. On some level it is. So, yeah, I don't know. I just want to get into it.
Yeah, tell me about it. Tell me about your feelings.
So...
Oh, wait, hold on.
Okay.
We will spoil this movie.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'm going straight spoilers.
Okay, tell me all about it. Talk to me, Anthony.
So, talk at me. So, the Suicide Squad is, like, just... The base of it is... Here are a bunch of criminals. They are on death row.
Yeah.
Serving multiple... They are the baddest of the bad. And so Amanda Waller is the baddest of the good. And she is like, I'm going to put these MFers to use instead of just sitting in a jail cell eating away our taxpayers' money. Right? I'm going to make them do covert missions to take time off of their sentences. And little do they know that I'm just going to use them and probably it doesn't even matter.
Right.
Right? And
as you do
in the comics, they are super. They are what their name implies. They are super. They are some sort of metahuman. Like even though Deadshot's really only good at shooting guns,
yeah,
like he does so with a skill that no other human can do it at. Like
kind of like Batman.
Kind of like Batman. Yeah, like he's Batman with guns.
That sounds dangerous, but okay.
He's very dangerous. Like in the comics, he does insane shots, like banking bullets off of like water towers and shit, and like. Just, he's playing pool with bullets.
Yeah.
It's kind of nuts. Yeah, El Diablo, he's just dangerous. He shoots fire. Right? Killer Croc, he's a giant fucking crocodile. In the new 52 reboot of it, it's King Shark. I don't think it's Killer Croc.
Yeah.
And he just also eats people. So it serves the same purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everyone brings something to the team that is super. The biggest thing about this movie that disappointed me was that they brought in the squad as other grunts in a bigger army.
Ah.
So, yeah, like, the Suicide Squad, the whole point of them is that nobody else other than Rick Flag, who is their babysitter,
yeah,
should be there, and no one else should know, because this is the blackest of black ops. Like,
yeah.
Like, what was that line Amanda Waller said at the beginning? It's like, I put you in a hole, I put them in a hole, and I threw away the hole.
Yeah.
Right? And they're supposed to be, like, this super covert team, and, like, whatever happens to them, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, they don't exist.
Yeah, they don't exist, right? And then they put them in the middle of this giant army thing, and it really, diminishes their role, pretty much. It's like, why instead of these guys, why not just send in, like, three more platoons of army men? Like, it made them feel worthless, in my eyes, throughout the whole movie. The other thing about this movie is that they really try to humanize these villains for a bit too long.
Like, and the whole entire movie?
Like, the whole entire movie, right? When that should have been, like the whole thing with Deadshot's kid.
Yeah.
That should have been, at the very beginning, like, he has a soft spot for his kid. That is his weakness, but that should have been it.
Yeah.
Right? At the end of the day, what makes Suicide Squad interesting is that they are all villains.
Yeah.
And that, you know, these people, like, for whatever good they are forced to do,
yeah,
they're all irredeemable pieces of garbage.
Yep.
That will turn on each other, even though they need each other. They will turn on each other at any point.
Yeah.
And the whole concept of them, like, building up this camaraderie, like, this honor among thieves.
Yeah.
Is, like, I just don't get it.
Mm.
Right? It takes away the excitement of reading those comics. Of, like, at any turn, at any page, on any panel, like, Harley Quinn could just walk up behind Boomerang and just shoot him in the fucking face.
Yep.
Right? Because it could make her plans go smoother.
Yeah.
Right. And then there's the whole other thing of, like, was it Slipknot? He was a character who was literally introduced and killed within 3 minutes.
Yep.
Just to show you how the neck bombs work.
Yeah.
Joker played, like, Joker could have not been in that movie, and it would have been the same.
Yep.
Katana, same thing. She was just there to be be an extra babysitter,
yeah,
but she did actual nothing,
mm-hmm,
other than introduce the character. I think this movie suffers from maybe the second Avengers movie did, where they're using this to introduce a whole bunch of shit all at once.
Yeah.
And none of it plays off well. This is just too scattered all over the place. For the whole movie, it felt like they had a bunch of cool scenes in their head. And then they're like, we have to build a movie around these scenes.
Yeah.
Not so much that the movie was this coherent piece of film, and then they had some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. overall, I'm just very disappointed in the movie.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I agree mostly with everything you say.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be on the opposite end of like, oh, I totally loved it. Like,
no.
Okay.
So going in, I thought this movie looked bad.
Mm.
But I thought it looked bad in the same way I thought Pacific Rim looked bad.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah. It's like, even now, I don't think Pacific Rim's a good movie, but it's a great movie.
Pacific Rim's like, what? No, you drift. You get into the drift.
That's what I'm saying. I was hoping we were going to run for, like, a stupid film that we're going to love.
But the monster pterodactyl brings them into space and spine sword.
And that's what I was hoping with Suicide Squad. And Suicide Squad was just kind of like, well, this is just lame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to add? Like, I know Entrantress was super boring as a villain.
Yeah, no, I think you hit a nail. Like, I've been thinking all week of how I was trying to word my thoughts, because I know I didn't like it, but I could never really, like, pinpoint one direct thing. It was a bunch of things.
Yeah.
I think the movie suffered from, like, the movie does not know how to introduce characters.
No, not at all.
And so, like, the front, when you first walk into the movie, it's, like, front-loaded with this huge 15-minute scene of Will Smith and his entire backstory. And then they're like, oh, by the way, here's Harley Quinn. And it's another 15-minute scene. And it's like, and then there's four other guys.
Yeah, and here's a crocodile, here's a guy who's on fire.
Yeah. Oh, and who's going to lead them? Yeah. Rick Flagg. And it's like, who the fuck's Rick Flagg?
Oh, he has a girlfriend who's possessed.
Oh, by the way, she's Enchantress. And it's like, yeah, someone obviously did not know how to write or introduce new characters to a mainstream audience. And so that was a bit weird to follow. Yeah. Joker was in here just so the people come sit down and get their butts in the theaters. Yeah. They'd be like, Joker's in it? I'll check it out.
So what did you think of Joker? What do you think of Jared Leto's Joker?
So first of all, I thought it looked like Macaulay Culkin.
You said that after the movie, and I was like, man, kind of does look like him.
Like Macaulay Culkin in his one little YouTube script that was weird.
Yeah.
Search it up, audience. You'll know. You'll see it, and you'll be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's just the Joker. No, I thought, It's weird. Like, on one hand, it's like, yeah, he plays that level of psycho pretty well. But then on the other hand, it's like, he also looks like a baby-faced supermodel who just didn't get his way.
Yeah.
And I didn't know which side of the fence I fell more on.
I don't think that the movie gave, like most characters, they didn't give the Joker a fair shake on what that character is. Like, the reason, I feel like most of the reason is for the Dark Knight Return, the second Batman movie, second Nolan Batman movie.
The Dark Knight.
Of, like, the Joker is not, like, Heath Ledger is not only a great Joker, but he also had that whole movie to make you know that he is a fucked up psychopath.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas in Suicide Squad, they're trying to get that, like, whole thing around, I'm missing my words here.
Yeah.
They're trying to explain that whole thing to the audience.
Yeah.
Within, I want to say, like, 7 minutes of movie time.
Yeah.
Right? And it just doesn't work.
Yeah, and he also has this, like, he's also really heavily linked in these flashback scenarios with Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
And I just, like, what do these serve for the movie, like, to show that Harley Quinn's in love? Like, we got that.
Yeah, it's, or
she's
else she wouldn't.
Yeah, she's number one girl. Like, we understand
her role. She literally has a shirt that says Daddy's Little Monster.
Yeah, like, we know how much she's devoted to him. I don't know why they need to try and sell us on this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that's just who she is. So, yeah, that part was weird.
Common, though.
Common.
Common was in that movie,
Common, though. And, yo, he almost tried to take his girl.
Oh, man. No, man, that's your girl. That's your girl.
And then she was offended. She was like, am I not good enough? Then he was offended.
Yeah, this whole movie's weird.
It's a very weird movie.
They also try to... So they do show the flashback scenes with Harley. Wait, sorry, I interrupted you. Do you have any more stuff?
No.
So they also try and show the flashback scenes with Harley and Joker.
Yeah.
And showing, like, oh, they're in love with each other.
Dr. Quinzel.
Yeah. But the thing is that near the end of that movie, they also try and show some sort of romantic relationship building between Deadshot and Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, like, on the fence of, like, who she loves.
Yeah.
But at no point in that movie is there anything hinting at they like each other. Or, like, they're, like, they did anything to each other to like each other, right? All of a sudden, he, like, she gives Deadshot, like, this look of, like, guilt.
Yeah.
And that's when it starts. And then he's like, oh, no, like, I think I like her. Like, this whole movie's all over the place.
It certainly is. I will say I did like a lot of the costumes.
The costumes are fantastic.
I liked a lot of the scenes I saw. I was kind of disappointed that there wasn't, like, the one great choreographed fight scene.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of a moment where I was like, oh, that was sick! But, like, for me, the things that stand out are small touches.
Yeah.
Like, when Enchantress first has to morph in front of the people.
Yeah. And, like, the black hand comes below her regular hand and then flips.
I was like, that was sick.
It was super cool.
And I really like Enchantress's, the way they designed her. Like, she looks like
before she gets the power from her brother.
Yeah, before she turns into the Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah.
I thought she looked super cool.
Before she turns into the, like, the boss spawning, that monster spawning machine.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, and I was like, oh, that was all right. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't very good. And that kind of bums me out. Because it had some neat moments.
And it has, like, the Suicide Squad has so much potential.
Yeah,
again, like, this is a comic where I literally loved it so much that I was like, I need to come back every month and get it issue by issue.
Yeah.
Because I can't wait.
I definitely think that, like, I know that every movie, like, these big team movies need leaders, and that's why in the Avengers we have Iron Man and Cap.
Yeah.
But the thing about the Avengers movies is, even though we know who the focus is on, everybody else with that team still gets their moment.
Yeah.
And I feel like Suicide Squad was the Margot Robbie and Will Smith show.
100%.
And
they tried to have El Diablo have his moment, but that was just like, oh, here's a convenience feature. He can burn everything.
Oh, Killer Croc decided to finally swim.
Yeah. Oh, sick. You mean a crocodile can swim? No way. That's fucking crazy.
Awesome. And then Captain Boomerang is the equivalent of a dick joke.
He serves no purpose.
Yeah, so...
In the Suicide Squad comics, he is usually there to throw wrenches in plans.
Yeah.
And because he always has his... He's always out for himself. He's out for number one. Right? He doesn't give a fuck.
Of course.
Right? And that character is super interesting because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And in this movie, he's trying to be this team player. And there are a couple scenes where, like, he drinks the beer and he runs out on the team. Like, he's just like, fuck this, I'm gone, right?
Yeah.
But he always comes back, and it's like, no, he would never do that unless he was forced to.
Yeah.
What else is there? I don't know. Yeah, you go back to the fighting.
Yeah.
When you say there's no standout fight scenes for anybody,
yeah.
That's really disappointing because all those people have really cool powers.
Yeah.
Like, they could have got super interesting with Deadshot and his guns, like, just banking stuff, doing weird trick shots.
Yeah.
But literally, they just put Will Smith on a car, and they had a solid scene of him just headshotting people one by one for, like, 45 seconds.
Yeah, I was surprised that in all the fight scenes, they didn't even, like, do those fun working team-up moves or anything.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's...
Yeah.
There is so much potential that is lost.
Uh-huh. It's, I gotta ask, better or worse than Batman versus Superman?
I liked Batman versus Superman. Oh,
that's right, you did.
I thought that movie was pretty cool.
I thought... So you're gonna say Batman's better. Okay, yeah, I agree with you. I think that's a better movie, too.
I do recommend... there is a new Suicide Squad comic that just started along with this movie.
Yeah.
And I've been reading online from fans of the series that this is, like, actually, like, the best single-issue comic to have come out for the Suicide Squad in, like, the past, like, 10 years.
Wow. High praise.
So...
Couldn't come at a better time.
Yeah, right. So apparently, if you guys want, go down to your local comic book shop, pick up the newest Suicide Squad-ish volumes, because apparently those are fucking amazing. So,
The last thing I'll say is more just a personal thing. So Margot Robbie, we all agree, is a very, very pretty lady.
She's a very pretty lady.
Very pretty lady.
If she ever wants to come on the podcast, I'm down.
Totally. You got our invite, right? So I think she's super pretty, but it was never like, oh, celebrity crush, but man, the minute she put on that little I'm crazy, I'm fucked in the head act, I was like, damn, girl!
There was the scene of when she was in the, when they just brought her to the army base, and she's like, what do you say? I should kill them all?
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry, that's just, that's the voice is in my head. I'm just kidding, that's not what they said. And I was just like, damn.
I was like... It's like, holy fuck, girl, you're the hottest shit right now.
Yeah, I was like a little bit like,
and a part of me was kind of like, man, do I really want like a psycho chick? And like half the movie I was just thinking about, like, I wonder what my life would be like if I was dating a girl like that.
Vince, where were you last night? Just had, like, a knife to your throat?
Yeah, I'm like, fuck.
What's Yandere? Is that the one who wants to murder you all
that's
the time?
The one. Yeah. I'm just saying, man, Margot Robbie is like a new crush. I'm into it.
I thought her portrayal of Harley Quinn was super good.
Yes.
But the movie did not give her lines to give her that spotlight. I thought the all the jokes and quips that she had, other than like her like little one-offs, were super garbo. Like
they were, and they catered to a lot of things that you'd expect Harley to say.
Yep.
Like, and I mean like more like fan service. Like she would throw out a puddin' here and there.
Hey, puddin'.
Yeah.
She literally had a choker on that said puddin' on it. Yeah.
She would every now and then be like, Mr. J.
Hey, Mr. J.
You know, so.
They had the scene at the beginning of the flashback where she's in classic Harley Quinn with the two. And that costume looks super good, and they use it for like 10 seconds.
It's okay. I was cool with all the ass shots they decided to put in this movie.
Yeah, true facts.
Whatever. And they, man, they really utilized that girl. So good for them, I guess.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of scenes in this movie that are completely useless, a whole bunch of characters that shouldn't have been there, and like they serve no purpose as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, overall, I just thought it was very disappointing.
Same. That's a shame. That's a shame.
But yeah, again, New 52 Suicide Squad, I really loved. And then the latest Suicide Squad stuff. I forget what the title is. If I can remember it by the end of this podcast or next week, then I'll say it again.
Is it like a Suicide Squad subtitle, or is it like Task Force X?
It's Suicide Squad, or it's like something Suicide Squad.
Oh. All new. All original. All new. Suicide Squad. I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Did we want to stamp a number on this one?
I don't want to give it a 1, because that would imply it was actual shit.
Yeah.
But probably a 2. Like, a very low 2.
Yeah, I think I'd go somewhere there, like, because the movie does have some really neat moments in it.
It does. Yeah. And it opens up, like, your mind for, like, man, the Suicide Squad can be so cool.
It's just not.
And they just don't do anything with it.
Yeah. But that's that. Sweet. Let us know what you guys think of the Suicide Squad. You can always write in at tniv.letters@gmail.com or just leave a comment if you're watching the YouTube version, because we love having opinions. Especially if you contradict ours.
Yeah, I want to talk to someone who really loved this movie.
Yeah, I have a friend who liked this movie, and I just couldn't handle it.
You're like, why?
Yeah.
I think... Is this it? No. I'm trying to find it.
Alright then, you want to move into our picks?
Yeah, I'm down.
Alright, picks of the week. Yo, guess what? The official first trailer, not the teaser, for Star Wars Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
Yo, tell me all about Donnie Yen.
He's blind.
Yeah, he's super blind.
And he hits people with sticks. Forrest Whitaker's giving some inspirational speech.
As Forrest Whitaker does.
And Jyn Erso is like, let's ride him, cowboys. And we're go. That's what she says,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so. It's just funnier when you say it.
Yeah, so it just showed a bit more of the movie, and it's looking like this really awesome covert op Star Wars gig without the Force. And I'm digging it. I like that robot they introduced. I cannot wait to see when they don the new costumes for the new black tie pilots or whatever.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it's sick. I'm hyped. I can't wait. I can't believe that we're getting Star Wars movies every year for like the next 7 years.
Get there.
Next decade. More Star Wars movies than Marvel movies. Yeah. I'm pumped. What'd you think?
I thought that looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, again, I'm not the biggest fan of Star Wars.
For sure.
But it was enough to be like, I want to see some people do some stuff. Like, I want to see Donnie Yen use the Force. I want to see...
You want to see laser guns?
I want to see someone ride something like a cowboy. Yeah, just like... I don't know. Everything right now, it would just be... They could have released anything.
Yeah.
Because coming off of that last movie, I was like, man, I do want to see more Star Wars.
Yeah.
So, like... To be honest, they could have just put out like a title card and I'd have been like, cool. That's awesome. A sick title card.
There
like,
we go. Awesome. I have a small pick
to
in addition to this, and this one is related to Vidigames.
Games.
Final Fantasy 15, rumor has it, it's been delayed.
Oh, 15?
15!
Again?
Again!
Has it been delayed for the 15th time?
Who knows? It might as well be 15 years.
What's wrong now?
I don't know. Do you remember they made that big kerfuffle at E3, like, September 30th, it's coming to home video game consoles?
Yeah.
Guess what? 2 month delay.
Whatever, just tell fucking wake me up when this game's out, okay? Like, I don't give a shit.
This is turning into No Man's Sky for me. Like, I don't believe this game is real. I don't think it's a real game.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure it's not real.
You put down a pre-order for it.
Listen, it's not real.
You paid money for it.
That $90 might as well be back in my bank account.
True facts, yeah.
Also,
there's... Maybe it's 2 months to so they can reissue more of those Ultra Collector's Editions.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Fuck that. I gotta know, do you think this game will live up to the hype?
Honestly, at this point, I think the more I forget about it until release,
yeah,
the more I'll enjoy it.
I don't think I'll be able to buy it anymore.
Why?
Because it's in November, man. It conflicts my one game a month rule.
Are you sure?
It does,
but man. You already pre-ordered it. You paid for it this month. You paid for it months ago.
Did I?
You only put the $5 down.
I did.
Oh, okay.
I did, man. And you know what November is? Pokemon Sun and Moon.
True. Isn't this November?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know my August game is King of Fighters.
It's King of Fighters?
Yeah.
It's not Deus Ex? Was Mankind it? Mankind Divided?
No.
Oh, okay.
And it's also not No Man's Sky, so...
That's another story.
Well, I still got to... I'll get to that in my week.
Whatever. Okay, you do that. Yeah. So, delayed Final Fantasy.
Yep. Those are your picks?
Yeah.
Speaking of Pokemon, more Alola forms have been announced. Let me tell you all about it.
Jeremy.
So remember Meowth?
Jeremy Meowth.
Remember Meowth?
Meowth. Yeah, he could talk English.
He could talk English in the show, but nowhere else.
Yeah.
And he's a cat. He's got a coin on his head.
Yeah, he had this move called Payday.
Payday, yeah, and it made money fall out of people. It's pretty dope, right? Well, the Alolan Meowth is now a dark type.
A what?
Yeah, dark.
I'm so what?
Dark. He's a little sassier. He's got a little hey.
He's a black cat?
Yeah, he's a black cat.
Fuck's this.
I don't know. But yeah, he's a black cat.
We already have Umbreon. Get out of here.
But now we have Alolan Meowth. The next one on the list is Alolan Marowak.
Okay.
Alolan Marowak.
Oh, this is the one that wears the skull of its dead mom, right?
That's, I think, so, okay. I believe in Pokemon lore, how it works is that Cubone wears the skull of their dead mom.
Yeah.
And then when it evolves into Marowak, they are then the mom. Oh. So then when that Marowak dies, the Cubone takes the skull of that.
But that means that skull is still from their mother?
So, okay, generation. Let's do generations.
All right.
Grandma.
Yeah.
Grandma has a skull, has a Cubone.
Yeah.
Grandma dies.
Yeah.
Then the mother doesn't take the great grandmother's skull.
Uh-huh.
It takes the grandma's skull that is underneath the great grandmother's skull.
There's two skulls?
Well, so I assume so because like they just wear the one like a hat, right?
Oh shit, you're right. When they die.
Yeah. And so then he just like takes the skull out of the mom, puts it on then, and then the mom has a kid. And then that kid's mom dies. They don't take the grandma's skull.
No.
They take the mom's skull.
That's some fucked up shit.
Yeah, Pokemon's fucked up. Let me tell you all about Drifloon. Drifloon's a balloon Pokemon who finds kids, holds their hands, and then flies away into the sky with them.
That sounds like fun.
And then drops them.
Skydiving!
Skydiving! No, fuck, man. Yeah, no, I don't know. Pokemon's fucked up. There's a lot of dangerous
anyway,
Pokemon.
Anyway, so Alolan Marowak.
So Alolan Marowak.
What are you going to tell me? He takes his dad's hand? What?
It's fire and ghost.
Okay.
It's got ghost fire.
Wait, it's fire and ghost?
Yeah.
What was it before?
I think it was ground and normal. I don't know.
Well, that's a change up.
Yeah, so it's fire. It's fire and ghost.
So hold on.
All right. Wait a minute.
Wait. So before he's normal ground, takes his mom's face, puts it on him, and now he's like, check it, I am evil embodied as a spirit.
Alright, okay, let me-
Wait, hold on, is Aloha Marowak the dead mom's spirit who's just come to this haven that is Hawaii?
Hawaii. Let me read here what it says, the details. The Marowak in the Alola region takes the bones and lights both ends on fire by rubbing them against their foreheads.
They
they then spin the bones around. Marowak's rarity and its fearsome appearance when it dances with both With both its bone led the people of Alola to dub it the Conjurer and regard it with fear.
So it's a witch doctor is what it is.
I guess. There are many grass-type Pokemon, Marowak's natural enemy, in the Alola region. This makes the Alola a harsh environment for Cubone and Marowak, and as a result, they live in close union with their parents. It is said that the great care for their parents allowed them to gain something like a sixth sense and resulted in their changed form. The Alolan Marowak proves skilled at attack, which waves its bone and releases a ball of flame. The fireballs are not that powerful, but they will tirelessly pursue their foe. So they have homing fireballs.
Wow. Okay.
And then the last one is Alolan Raichu.
Uh-huh.
Electric Psychic.
What?
Electric Psychic.
What?
He is the mouse Pokemon, and he has an ability called Surfer Surge.
What?
Yeah. So you know like Rain Dance and like the one where the sun comes out?
Yeah.
I think they have one for electricity now.
What the fuck is that? So I think, is like, it just lightning all the time?
I think so. And if it's got a lightning field, it gets a bonus. It gets bonuses. But yeah, it's Lightning Psychic, and it surfs its tail.
Surfing Pikachu is still cooler.
Surfing Pikachu is... No, you know what? Listen. Flying Pikachu.
No.
When he strapped all those balloons.
No. Surfing Pikachu has a surfboard, and he's on the water.
Yeah, but...
Everybody comes up to him in the water, he just goes thunder, and there goes the water.
Some asshole kid was like... I'm gonna put balloons on my Pikachu and then let it float away. And then somehow that Pikachu figured out what to do. And I can fly.
Sure.
And that's it for the new Alolan stuff. There was that one fan art you showed me of Kung Fu Alakazam.
Yeah.
Which looked fucking dope.
Yeah.
And I wish that was real.
Yeah.
But yeah. Speaking of Pokemon.
More Pokemon?
More Pokemon. Pokemon Uranium came out.
I'm sorry, what?
Pokemon Uranium.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one?
Pokemon Uranium.
What the fuck is this?
Pokemon Uranium is a fan project that has taken over 9 years of work to release.
Man, 9 years.
9 years.
You know what's crazy about this fact?
Tell me.
That's less than Final Fantasy XV.
It is less than Final Fantasy
XV. Wow.
Damn, Square Enix.
And this is an indie team. This is like a couple dudes, actually. Just
like three dudes? Like, I don't know.
That's not even a team.
Three people. So, yeah, they finally finished Pokemon Uranium. It has been in the works for 9 years. It is a fan-made Pokemon game. It's got all the stuff that fan-made Pokemon games would want, like a dedicated Nuzlocke mode.
I don't know why.
Which, for people who don't know, Nuzlocke mode is there's a bunch of rules, but I think the biggest one, which is crazy, is that when you enter a new area, like a new route or like a new forest,
you
can only catch the first Pokemon you encounter.
Sounds horrible.
If you don't catch it and it faints or it runs away, you are not allowed to catch another Pokemon.
That's ridiculous. Why would you want to subject yourself to that?
I don't know. People want to make Pokemon harder. Why does anyone try to beat Dark Souls on a dance pad?
I don't know.
But so that came out this week. And also this week, Pokemon Uranium has been taken off the internet.
It sure has.
In 3 days, it has been downloaded 1.5 million times.
That's a lot of games. A lot of people.
And the Pokemon company's like, whoa, 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 whoa. I got Sun and Moon coming out. Like, chillax, homie. Take this shit off the internet. And then they're like, okay, like, we'll take the stuff down off our main website. But you know the files are out there. There's 1.5 million files out there.
Yeah. I saw their press release for it. And it's like super chill. They're like, we're going to respect them.
Yeah. They're like, no worries, man. It's just 9 years of work.
Like, and they're like, but don't worry. We're going to keep updates. We're going to let you know how... check out the official blog.
So that's the thing. Like, that thing connects to the internet to get updates.
Yeah.
So that even if they don't have the official, like, EXE file on their thing, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, because they can just update it still. Who gives a fuck, right? You just download it off a torrent.
I mean, like, they're obviously aware. They're like, listen, it's out there.
Yeah.
It's out there. We don't need to host it officially anymore.
It's like some Beyonce, get that shit off the internet.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's 150 new custom-made Pokemon.
Yeah, like, so that's the part that's weird.
There's like brand new, like 150 new Pokemon, like that don't actually exist.
Yeah.
And there's a whole new class of nuclear Pokemon.
Hence Uranium.
So you have to save the, what's the region called? I totally forgot what the region's called.
I don't know. Nuclear Wasteland.
Nuclear Wasteland, what? No, but yeah. Greenville. So you can get there, you can download it at your favorite torrent site. 150 brand new Pokemon for you to capture that don't actually exist.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you can get a nuclear Pokemon. Stop the nuclear Pokemon from going on an all-out nuclear attack.
Right, that's the story.
Yeah. And then the last one I have.
Uh-oh. Spaghetti-O.
Parappa the Rapper.
Oh!
Kick, punch. It's all in the anime.
What?
Because Parappa the Rapper is getting an anime. Parried, titled PJ Barry no Mogu Mogu Munya Munya.
Just because that rolls off the tongue nicely.
Yeah. It's Japanese, okay? Give it a break. So, yeah, Parappa the Rapper is getting an anime on August 18th. It's by Fuji Television. Or Fuji Television announced it, at least. 18th, huh? And what was it? Parappa the Rapper will turn 20 this December.
Damn.
So that's probably why this is coming out. It'll probably end around the 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
If you think about it. So yeah, that makes me feel old.
Yeah. I already feel old.
Kick, punch. It's all in the mind. If you want to get me, you don't want to punch. Okay, I really like that show. But I have no clue what this show will be about. I don't know if it's going to be...
You didn't have a PlayStation.
I did not. My cousin had a PlayStation.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, how did you play it?
Yeah, so like I always slept over at my cousin's house, and he had a PlayStation. And so I watched him play Resident Evil Nemesis. I watched him play... Or I played Parappa the Rapper.
I see.
Yeah. And then when he wasn't home, I would just go through all his demo discs.
Mm, as you do.
But yeah, so like PJ Barry will be there, Parappa will be there, Chop Chop Master Onion will be there. All your favorites.
I'm Jammer Lammy?
I'm Jammer Lammy, maybe. She's in the games. Why not?
Hmm.
No, that's for the Jammer Lammy 20th anniversary. And they'll finally release that shitty electric guitar with a built-in amp.
Listen, you can call me when they make the Bust a Groove anime.
Oh no, Bub and Bob, we gotta fucking pop these bubbles. Do you want a Bust a Move anime, or do you want a Bubble Bobble anime?
No, I wanted to Bust a Groove
anime. But what about collecting fruit and punching dudes who get trapped in bubbles?
Well, I mean, that could be fun.
Okay, okay. Bubble... Okay, alright. Bust a Groove.
Yes.
Or Bust a Move. Which anime? Completely different franchises, but very similar.
I know.
Do you want hot disco dancing?
Do I?
Or do you want Breakthrough Bubbles?
I feel like we don't get enough Breakthrough Bubble animes.
Okay, that's not enough, you know? You get all the match threes on the phone, but it's never an anime form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
But those are my picks.
Awesome.
There's a lot of cool stuff that happened this week.
Yeah, I bet.
It was cool stuff.
Speaking of weeks that happened, there's ours, too.
Yeah,
we have stuff facts. That happened.
Starvance.
I like Yomishi Petal.
Yeah, no, that series is really great. I bought both volumes of the manga.
Oh, did you?
Over the weekend.
Okay.
That are being released here.
Crunchyroll recently put up 3 movies.
Okay.
They put up the OVA for... It's called Re-Ride. Basically, it recaps season 1.
Yep.
And then Re-Road recaps season 2.
Okay.
And then the third movie is just Yomishi Petal, the movie. And it serves as the period of time in between the most recent season and the upcoming season.
Okay.
So that's the only one you need to watch.
If you haven't watched, or if you have watched the previous seasons.
But, I mean, even if you haven't watched previous seasons, I wouldn't recommend the movies.
This is like when people tell me they've watched Gurren Lagann,
but they watched the movies.
I'm like, it's not the same! No, you can't do that!
It's not as exciting. But it's cool because in the recap movies, the first one, they go to the Hakone Hot Springs.
Okay.
The Onsen. Onsen?
I think it's Onsen.
Yeah, and it's just, you remember the two climbers? The green-haired dude and his rival, the beautiful one?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just, like, playing...
Wait, the guy... is the beautiful one the guy who always has his...
No, that's Abs. That's Abs.
That's Abs? Okay,
no, the beautiful one is Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, okay. All
because
right.
He goes so quiet up the hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, him. He, and they're just having, like, constant competition.
Okay.
At the hotel hot springs while they reminisce.
Oh, that's funny.
The second one is, remember the Hakone team?
Yep.
The Hakone or whatever? The third years are all leaving.
Cool.
So to celebrate, they surprise their captain by taking him to an amusement park.
Okay.
And it's
and then they reminisce.
And they reminisce on the second half.
Okay.
So it's fun. It's cool. But the movie's where it's at.
Because?
Movie, they go to some other place. I can't remember. I just know it's called Fire Country.
Okay.
Yeah. And, So the first thing they do is they reintroduce the characters All your favorites are there, except for Mito Tsuji. He's not around.
Okay.
Because I guess he's just doing his own thing. He's preparing for season 3.
Mito Tsuji's the best.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Maisaku's.
Yeah. He's not a mass production type. Yeah, that's a good line. I want to use that on somebody.
Use it in your bike crew.
That's true. I should. Yeah, so when Yomush Pedal was, I guess, conceived or what, the bikes that they drew and stuff and that it was based around was of that time.
Yeah.
Which is years ago now, right? This movie, the first thing they do is they update everyone's equipment to fall in line with what's in the current cycling industry.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. Like, Onoda gets a new bike that's...
wireless shifting?
No, he doesn't get that.
Ah, okay.
What's his face? Imaizumi? Yeah, the blue... He gets electric shifting.
Oh, nice.
And then Naruko, the sprinter, he gets deep dish aero wheels.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool.
It's like a pizza, but
yeah,
not as good.
It's nice. Yeah, but the whole movie, the point of this movie is it serves as a way to kind of close out the top three at Tsuhoku because they're third years and they're going. This is their last race, and they're kind of riding out their arcs now. Yeah.
They're riding out their arcs.
Yeah.
Ah.
You get it?
Ah.
Anyways, they they try and end it. You're done, huh? You're done.
They're riding out their arcs.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Oh, that's really funny.
Wow, you're dead. I guess it's over. We're going to sit here for like 5 minutes. So what gets me is like the space of time between you hearing it, confirming it, and then sitting back for 10 seconds before realizing what has happened.
I had to savor it. I'm crying.
Oh, you're awful.
You good?
No, he's not good. Wow. Good for you.
Okay. I had a Yukiko moment there.
Yeah. Good. Oh, that's exactly what you had. And I was just being like, Chie, like, what the fuck? She does this all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good.
But yeah, so those are just closing out, like, where they're going for the futures and whatnot.
Okay.
And then Onoda has to realize he's gonna, I don't know, become stepping up on the team. The actual race they do is aight. It's okay. It's not the greatest. Wow, you're still done, huh?
I'm sorry, continue.
I will. Don't worry. I will. They introduce some new antagonists who don't really live up. I don't know what the point of this anime was, or this movie. It was alright. Like, they do a race. It's not really the most exciting race. It's not really thrilling.
I feel like that's the attitude I have for most movies that are based on anime series.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, here's this in-between thing. What did it accomplish? Nothing.
Like, yeah, like, it writes out some characters, yeah. But cool.
Yeah, like, one of the, like, all the One Piece movies, or yeah. The Hunter x Hunter movies.
I think that's just the problem with Shonen, right? Because, like, the animes are so designed around stretching out that 20-minute episode every week.
Yeah.
And so when you condense it into 90 minutes, it's just like, well...
Or even when you catch up. And there's nothing left to animate.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
And it's like, we have to put something out in, like, so people don't forget about this in the anime space. Like, the people who only watch the anime, like, yeah. So they don't forget about it. Like, here, push out a movie, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so, it's cool. If you like the Pedal series, then I definitely recommend checking it out. It'll be fun to watch.
It's a great series. Yeah. I really like that series.
Yeah, I think y'all should watch it. It's better than Haikyuu. And I like Haikyuu.
Haikyuu's really good. Have I seen Haikyuu?
Volleyball?
No, I haven't covered.
And then my life has been more Overwatch. More Overwatch.
I heard you're part of the masses now. You're a shill.
So yeah, I bought 11 loot boxes.
Damn.
Because it was $10 for 10 plus one extra.
It's bonus. That's extra value.
Did it.
You should have got best value though.
The 50? Shit.
That's best value. 50 loot boxes. Look at the prices.
If I had that much money in my wallet, I would have done it.
Best value.
But I didn't. And I'm sad.
Best value.
Maybe next paycheck.
Okay.
All right.
I'll keep you to it.
Yeah, so yeah, I've been playing more Overwatch. So I really like Overwatch. You know this.
Yep.
Thing is, I think this is the first game that I've been playing that I've just actually like seriously wanted to follow and play on a competitive level.
Are you watching the Twitch streams of
I'm not at that point yet.
Or whatever?
I'm not at that point yet, but I am at the point, like the last time I was like into like a character-based competitive game was Gunbound.
Really?
Yeah, that was the last time.
Old.
That's the last time I had to worry about things like what's the current meta, what's the this, what's that.
No, the current meta is Boomerang. That's it.
That was
the meta. That's the only meta. Get good, use Boomerang.
Nah, man, Knack was the other meta.
Oh, fuck Knack.
Knack was best. You would just bury yourself? What are you going to do with your Boomerang now, bitch?
I'm going to twist it around this fucking tornado.
You're not that good.
I am that good.
No, you're not. I am that good. Not that good. What are you doing when Dragon appears?
When Dragon appears?
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, yo, fuck you. You bought that with money, you fucking cheater. And then I guess I'll just lose.
That's right. That's right. That's fucking right. Yeah, so I think, but like over the years, you would always talk about League. I remember you being super into that.
I was way into League.
And like you would talk about the meta, and I would listen to you talk and be like, I know, like, I understand the feeling he's going through, but like, because I never knew the game,
yeah.
It was hard to always interpret, but like.
Now you're having.
Now I'm in that moment, I'm like, fuck, man. So it's crazy because the game's been out like 3 months, but it's totally different now from when it launched. For like the biggest thing, if you were to like jump in now, no one plays Defense Heroes.
Really?
They're fucking useless.
Like, no Winston, no...
No, those are tanks. I mean, like, no Mei, no Torbjorn, no Bastion, no Hanzo, no Widowmaker.
Wow.
Junkrat's the only one you see.
Mei, though...
What about Mei?
She's Bei.
She is Bei, but she gets no play, you know?
I'll give Mei some play.
Oh, wow.
I give Mei some play.
Wow. Your favorite girl, Mercy?
Yeah.
She no one plays her anymore.
She get nerfed?
No, that's not the problem. The Zenyatta's too powerful, so you
can't... Oh, did the upgrades come out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, which is weird, because you know how Mercy's buff, her thing was like, what is it, 30% extra damage?
Yeah.
So they put that up to 50, right? And Blizzard thought, that's too powerful. Because then you could just be whatever.
Yeah.
Anybody could take whatever. Instead, though, they said, how about Zenyatta has a 50%
debuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which means that your whole team, as long as they're hitting that one dude... They benefit,
they just
right?
melt, right? Yeah.
And so if you have a Zenyatta and Lucio, game over. Like, you win.
So before, the last time I played Overwatch was before the Zenyatta patch.
Yeah.
And I was starting to like Zenyatta a lot more than
Mercy. He's so good.
So, like,
I
can't imagine how he is now. Like.
Yeah, like, the other thing with Mercy is she's effectively grounded. Like,
yeah.
Just because no one plays Pharah.
Okay.
Because Pharah's kind of useless now.
But... rain from above.
Yeah, but McCree can, like, sniper out of the sky. So that's the thing. McCree is fucking a monster again.
Again?
So it's different.
I heard it's not as bad, but he's back to playable.
It's not as devastating and up close.
Okay.
But the thing is, he now fills the sniper role.
Huh.
As well as being able to be a tank monster.
Because no drop-off?
He has no drop-off on his primary.
Huh.
So...
Oh, yeah, and those, like, maps aren't, like... big enough to where you're like, oh, a sniper, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he basically, so that's why, like, no one picks Pharah. It's the teams now is usually McCree, Reaper, a Reinhardt, D.Va or Zarya, and then Lucio Zenyatta.
Huh.
And that's generally, if you don't play that team.
No Ana? No one's playing Ana?
So Ana's the tricky one, because you don't know, like, you have to sacrifice someone for her, but her ult is probably the most devastating in the game.
Okay.
Just because you throw that on the right character.
You just go ham.
Yeah.
Put her on a Reaper, he presses triangle, and then...
You got it. It's done. Because then you can't kill him, right?
Because
he's super powerful. But yeah, no, it's really fun. It's...
No Soldier 76? Nobody?
76 is good only if you suck at McCree.
Okay.
Like, people who can't play McCree pick 76.
Okay.
But overall, you should be picking McCree just because he's a bit more devastating. But yeah, the game is all about high risk, high reward now. Like,
that sounds a lot more fun.
Yeah, like, it's either you're going to go in and you're going to, like, destroy the enemy, or they're going to stop you hard.
Okay.
It's
That's what I felt it was from the beginning, but...
Yeah.
I guess it's even more so now.
Yeah. Couple things that they changed, like team kills don't really happen anymore.
They happened before?
They happened quite often before. Now they don't happen.
Okay.
Like a lot of heroes have abilities to stay alive.
Okay.
Like D.Va's defense matrix it's kind of brutal.
I heard it's super annoying.
What it can do now. Just because you could bring out whatever. So it's kind of nuts that I always used it at a distance, but I didn't realize how much range it had for the longest time. And so if you engulf an enemy in it,
yeah.
It doesn't matter where they shoot now. It doesn't just matter. Doesn't do anything. So that's really cool. It's always pleasurable to have that happen.
That was creepy.
Yes, it is. Still going for... I want to get the gold guns. It's not going to happen.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
You can do it.
I'm like at 100 competitive points.
I can't believe it's based off wins.
Yes! I know.
Whatever.
And the competitive mode game types go on forever.
I actually stopped playing because I was like, man, ranked, that's going to be fun. Like, that'll be, like, people will take it seriously. It'll be great.
Yeah.
The way they award points in ranked is, like, so weird to where it's just like, you lose a match, you're down, like, 5 ranks. You win a match, you gain a quarter of a rank.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like,
yeah.
How am I going to progress at anything?
Yeah, so for me, the problem hasn't been, like, I win more often now than I lose, but mm-hmm. my biggest problem from progressing is disconnects.
All right.
Someone always leaves the team.
Oh, that sucks.
And then you're just like, well, fuck, we can't win now.
Yeah.
Right?
But you get the merch. Isn't it like if you don't lose within the next like 2 minutes or something, then you can just quit without penalty?
You get a loss. And no. That brings down your rank.
I thought...
No.
Because I remember one time we were playing a game and one of our teammates left.
Yeah.
And then it was like time until like quit without leaving.
No, that penalty only applies towards the, like when you leave a game, you get like a countdown timer for how long you can, until you can rejoin. That's the only penalty there is.
Oh.
But like, if you...
Because like, I never quit, because I swear to God there was a timer that said, like, as soon as this timer ticks down, yeah. Like, it said the equivalent of, as soon as this timer ticks down, you can quit
yeah.
without getting a penalty. And I quit, and I didn't get a penalty.
Yeah, you don't get a penalty, yeah. But you get the loss.
Oh, I still get a loss, but I didn't, like, my rank didn't go down.
No, it goes down.
Huh.
Yeah. Like, it sucks.
Weird.
Like, that's how I've been deranking. Because
people just leave.
People leave, I lose, or then I leave, and I'm just like, I lose. It's like, okay. Well, this fucking sucks. But yeah, no, it's good. It's nice. It's a time sink. I have, like, 3 days to get 200 points.
Oh, yeah, get there, bud.
So I'm just not going to sleep. I'm not going to do anything else in my life.
That worked out so well for everyone else who never did that.
I know.
It didn't.
History proves
that
I'll be okay.
I was joking. Have some socks ready so you can poop in them.
Nah, man.
Get some mason jars ready so you can pee
in them. I just set my shit up.
Oh, gross. Monitor on the bathtub.
Oh, yeah. Right in front of the toilet, you know?
Bring a mini fridge up there, too.
Shit. I never have to leave. I can shit and eat at the same time.
Disgusting.
Oh, that's gross. You know what else is gross?
What?
When I see people eating in the bathtub.
Who does that?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Monsters?
Like, I'm just saying, like, people have talked about it. I have seen it.
I've seen people drink wine in the bathtub.
Yeah, but have you seen someone, like, eat a sandwich?
No, that's fucking disgusting. Who
or
would
like,
do that?
Or, like, order some KFC and be like,
Who would do that? Who would do that?
I don't know, but I do remember seeing it, like, at parties and stuff, and, like.
Was the bathtub filled?
Yep.
Or were they taking a bath?
Yep.
Like, I could see it. It's like, man, I'm at a party, and I'm kind of drunk. I'm going to eat these Cheetos in the empty bathtub.
I mean, they were probably drunk. But yeah.
It's fucking gross. If they disrobed and then got into a bathtub full of water.
I'm pretty sure I worked with someone who told me that, like, she would do that.
That's
on certain days when disgusting. She was just feeling down.
That's disgusting.
I'm just like, oh, okay.
That's disgusting.
Did you do anything disgusting this week?
I didn't do anything disgusting this week. I did some fun stuff.
Oh, that's disappointing. That's,
like, super fun. I beat Odinsphere.
Finally,
I beat Odinsphere. I have 2 trophies left for the platinum.
Wow.
I have to eat every single food.
Oh, that's bullshit.
And I have to get every single, like, parchment paper for, like, the library. Like, you know how it's like, oh, here's a story of lore story, and, like, here's...
Oh, those!
So pretty much the only ones I have left are just the missing recipes. So the 2 trophies kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, so you get it, you make the food.
Yeah, yeah. I make the food, I eat it, and then yeah. I get the platinum.
Makes sense.
But I've been playing that game for, like, 30 hours, like, for the past month. So
sounds about right.
Yeah. So I've just been like, I'm gonna take a break from this. So I beat that. Now before I get there, I also I finished My Love Story.
Yeah.
Highly recommend that show.
Okay.
It's a very cute shoujo. It's less about the relationship between the two people.
Yeah.
And more about the bromance between him and his friend and how to keep that going while you have a girlfriend. It's super cute. I really liked it.
Speaking of that, that plot point, that bromance thing.
Yeah.
The anime I'm watching, Orange, something happened. The ultimate bro card. He pulled it out, and I was just like, fuck.
All right. Okay. What's the ultimate bro card?
You want to know what the ultimate bro card
is? Is it spoilers for the show?
It's like, totally spoilers.
Okay, then tell me after the show.
Oh, okay.
Tell me after the show.
I can tell you right now, though.
No, tell me after the show.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, to take a break from Odin Sphere, I played something completely different.
Yeah.
I played Sniper Elite 3.
Oh, shit. Wow.
That game. I found that game for $10.
Wow.
So I bought it. Now I'm playing it.
Wow.
That game's really fun.
What's it on?
A PS4.
Wow.
So the Sniper Elite series has always been this like hardcore tactical shooter where you are the lone sniper and you have to go up against an army. Like you have to Metal Gear your way into whatever thing. And it always prides itself on having realistic sniping setups. So like if you shoot from far enough away, like wind resistance, gravity, all that stuff will affect your bullet.
Hey, Deadshot was talking about that in Suicide Squad.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, why didn't they do anything with it? But yeah, so they make it a lot easier. You do have like this focus mode you can go into. So when your beats per minute on your heart is below, I want to say like 65, 70, you build up this like breath meter and you like hold your breath, go into this focus mode, and whatever you're targeting at, this little red dot will appear. So it's like, line up this red dot with where you want to shoot it on the enemy, and that's where the bullet's going to drop to. So if it's, like, super far, like, you have your scope with the crosshair in the middle, but then there'll be, like, a red dot that appears, like, say, to the bottom left.
Uh-huh.
So you got to put the red dot on the enemy, and then so the middle of the scope will be somewhere off of him. So that because of the distance and the wind and the gravity...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The bullet will drop to that red dot.
Oh, cool.
The other thing this game prides itself on is super gross x-ray kills, which are dope. Like, I shot a guy in the eyeball, and then his eyeball exploded, and then the side part of his face just shattered. I shot a guy in the balls, and it x-rayed a bullet through his testicles, and his testicles exploded.
Oh, God.
Sideways shot. It went through his arm, shattered his arm. And then went through his lungs and pierced his lungs. Like, they model a lot of parts of the human body in this game and let you watch it explode.
Damn.
They even have a little thing in the options menu for how often you want that to happen.
Did you just crank it to max?
I just cranked it to always. And I'm like, yes, every kill is just this x-ray slow motion on the bullet. And then, like, it's slowly going into people. It's good stuff. The game is really fun. It's super stealth. How the game usually plays out is, like, you take your first shot, and everyone's like, oh shit, a gunshot. I don't know where that's from.
Yeah.
The second shot is, okay, I have a general area of where this shot is coming from. And at that point, you should probably relocate. But if you shoot a third shot from the same location, they'll be like, all right, it's coming from there. Everyone focus, because we gotta fuck this guy up.
Yeah.
Right? But there's other stuff you can do, like, say, for example, you're in a motor pool, and someone's working on an engine, and the engine backfires. If you shoot within the noise window of that engine backfiring, it'll mask your sniper shot.
Are you gonna start telling me that you're gonna you can also shoot through a thunderstorm?
Yep, that was literally a level.
Okay.
There was a thunderstorm that rolled in on the level, and it was like, you could either try and stealth into the thing, or you can just wait, like a sniper, wait for that thunderstorm to happen. It'll be noisy forever, and then you just pick off everybody. Right? There's a whole bunch of cool stuff you can do, like, if you're facing armored vehicles, you can shoot, like, the exhaust ports.
Oh, wow.
Or, like, the fuel tanks.
Does that really happen?
I don't know. But it's a video game. It happened in the video game.
Because I was going to say, I'm pretty sure, like, that you can't do that in modern day for the longest time.
It's not modern day.
Oh.
It's set in, like, World War II era.
Oh, that
like,
makes things a bit more interesting.
Yeah, Hitler. So this, like, two took place, in, I think, in Nazi Germany. Three takes place in Africa. So there's a bunch of...
Africa.
Yeah, there's a bunch of African soldiers that are being hired by Germany and the Führer himself.
Wow.
So you're in, like, the whole landscape is Africa.
Sick.
Like, you're in the Sahara and you're...
Can you shoot some
not
animals?
Sahara, what am I doing? You're in the desert. You're in trouble. You can't shoot animals. I haven't seen animals yet.
Shit.
Like, so bird, maybe birds. I haven't tried to shoot a bird. But you can do, yeah, you can, like, set up some really cool stuff. If you, like, really want to just, like, here, I found this, like, really awesome sniper point, you can just fortify yourself. So you can get trip mines, you can put landmines on the road for vehicles that roll in.
Oh, wow.
And you can just be like, I'm gonna take out this whole fucking base from here, and no one's gonna touch me. Wow. If you set up properly. And there's, yeah, it's really fun. I really like it. It's kind of gory if you don't turn that those x-ray kills off, but it's really fun. You can tackle any level... in like a variety of ways, like there is no one right answer to
that's good
to take the level on. I initially tried to play it on Sniper Elite, which is like their hard equivalent, because I remember I really liked it in 2, but I haven't played that game in a long time and I just suck. So I cranked it down to normal. Just also like the enemies, like they have eagle vision, like everyone has like 20/10 vision when you're playing on hard, but they also have a custom difficulty feature. Where it's like, you could like, oh, I want the bullet physics to be realistic, but I want the enemies to be stupid.
Oh, yeah, those are the greatest.
Right, and like, yeah. And then I can do like a whole bunch of other stuff. But it's been super fun. I really liked it. And then the last one is a phone game. It's called Snake Bird.
Oh, this is what you were playing earlier.
Yeah, I was playing earlier. It's called Snake Bird. It's a puzzle game. You are a snake bird, and you have to eat fruit and then get to the rainbow portal.
Okay.
To complete the level. So this game, at least for me, TJ's like, whatever, puzzle whiz, beat it in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Literally.
And, so, but for me, I was like, man, these puzzles are, like, deceptively hard. How it works is, you remember that old game Snake?
Like, Nibbles?
Snake, like, it's like, you're the snake, and then you eat the pellet, and then you get one length longer.
Yep.
It's that, but in puzzle form. They took that mechanic and made puzzles out of it.
Sounds like bullshit.
So every time you eat a fruit, your snake bird gets one length longer. And then sometimes in level there's multiple fruits, sometimes in levels there's no fruit, but there's more than one snake bird. So the one I just completed now has no fruit, but it has two snake birds. And the only way you're going to get both to the portal is if you use each other to climb all the way up.
Wow.
To the portal. The one I just unlocked has three snake birds. And it's like, well, shit. That's a lot of birds. And then just other stuff like... the way they make you think about a level and what you can get away with, because when you're playing the game, as long as there is one block of your bird on a piece of land, it will stay in whatever formation you have put it in. Like, it doesn't flop down, there's no physics. So like, if you have the tail on the literal edge of a cliff and you have staircased your bird 5 squares out, right, it'll still be in a staircase, so you can have another bird staircase up it. Right, and then connect later or do something like that. So there's a lot of really cool stuff you can do with the puzzles. And so I just bought the full. You get the, at least on Android, it's the first 10 puzzles for free. And I just bought the rest of the like 60 something puzzles for $6.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy it.
Cool.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's the most fun I've had playing a mobile game like in recent memory.
Sure about that?
Yeah. Like Tsum Tsum's fun.
What about all your clickers?
Yeah. Tap Titans, they're known quantities. I know, like, clickers are known quantities. I know they're a guilty pleasure, all right?
God.
I know for a fact they're a guilty pleasure.
Do you, though?
I do.
Sometimes we just don't know, Anthony.
Just because I'm playing two clickers at the same time right now doesn't mean that I don't know I have a problem.
I don't know. I don't know.
Playing Tap Titans and Katamari Clicker.
Man, if you're playing two at the same time, some would argue that you don't know you have a problem.
True facts, yeah. But yeah, Snake Bird, really, really recommend it. Yeah, I don't know how it works on, if it's the same deal on iPhone.
I'd imagine on App Store. Similar.
But yeah, so like, check it out. It's first 10 levels are free to give you an idea of what it is. And like, I don't know, I felt they were deviously hard. Just like you look at this game and it's like super cutesy. And,
yeah.
Like, the animations are super nice too. Like, when the bird gets, when its face gets pushed to a wall, it gets like this nice little scrunched face. It's adorable. Or like... If you're one block away from a spike, the bird will have, like, this super worried look on his face.
Mm.
It's just, like, it's a really cute game, but then it gives you these puzzles that are just devious as fuck.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
I really like it. It's good stuff. And that's been my week.
That's your week?
Yeah, finished two things, started two new things.
Do you have something you want to say about No Man's Sky? Did you say?
I haven't played it.
I could have sworn earlier you said you were saving something about it for later.
Oh, I just, like, I thought that people overhyped that game themselves.
Oh, okay.
Like, the whole thing of, like, because, I don't know, the way they presented that game of limitless possibilities, people took that super literal. And, like, I knew from the get-go that this was going to be Star Trek the game. Like, just go to planets, catalog shit, get money for it, go to a new planet.
Mm.
But I don't think other people realize that's what it's going to be.
So I did.
Yeah, and so when people came out, when it came out, a bunch of people were just like, what, I can't even, like, meet people? This is stupid.
Yeah, it sucks.
So.
Oh, well.
Quintillion planets. I did spoil myself, though, on what happens when you get to the center of the galaxy.
Why would you watch that?
It was an accident. I was in a forum, and then some guy had it in spoiler text.
And you clicked it?
No, when I was scrolling through the thread, my mouse went over the block, and I was like, shit.
And you kept reading?
It was very fast.
What the hell, man?
I couldn't resist.
Wow. Okay, good. That's what I wanted to hear. Because you were making it sound like it was an accident, but, like, there's just no fucking
way. Initially, it was an accident.
It's not an accident.
But then I saw something interesting, and then I scrolled back up, and I was like,
oh,
I read it.
Okay. Truth comes out.
Yeah.
Punk.
But yeah, that's been my week.
Sick.
I've been playing, apparently, your favorite racing game. Or second favorite.
Well, it's no GX.
Yeah. I've been playing... But I'll, like, F-Zero and some other N64 stuff, but I'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, sick. Here's a pro tip for cycling.
Yeah.
If you want to go faster with cycling, my number one tip is...
Be lighter?
No. Put on Mute City.
Mute City? I don't think that's how that works.
Put on Mute City or Big Blue.
You will go faster. The one track I just did in F-Zero X was like...
Rainbow Road?
No, it's like a straight track. It's like an oval, yeah. But literally it's just straight because the turns, like, curve, yeah, so that you only have to go straight.
Yeah.
What's that called?
I don't know, fucker. I don't know.
That was super fun, though. I just cranked my car all the way to max speed.
Yeah, that game's tough when it comes to, like, time trials.
Oh, I bet.
Because you have to hit all the boost pads. I know in GX it became real stupid.
Have you seen GX speedruns?
Yeah, it's nuts.
Where it's like, was it, if you go off the edge but quickly come back on, you'll get a boost.
Yep.
And just people do that on purpose, mm-hmm, and then skip whole portions of the level.
It was like, what of the Mario Karts had that? Or something similar.
Or, like, yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff. There's one
with the blue flame, right?
Blue flame, or like in the Wario level in Mario Kart 64. There's an area where you can just jump one of the walls.
Yep.
And then you're just like, fuck it, woo!
Yeah, no, it's, F-Zero's legit.
That game's really fun.
Yeah. It's more sim than Gran Turismo.
No. I will not go that far.
You shall.
But yeah, that's it.
Sweet! That's our week's podcast. Join us next week when we talk about more things.
I heard they're in the world. Things in the world. Can I talk about things from space?
Oh, well, we can. We might even, I mean, are you guys enjoying the show? Are you guys enjoying the Olympics? Those are happening.
Yep. Michael Phelps beat a two millennia old record? I don't
know. Michael Phelps is a god. That's all we need to know. So he did it. Good for you, Michael Phelps.
China's crazy at diving.
Yeah. They're good. They're pretty good at that, I hear. And America is being crushing the gymnastics.
They've been crushing everything. They have the most medals out of anybody.
Yeah, I heard... what's the dumbest thing I heard the other day? Like, America has all the medals, right?
Yeah.
But they also have, like, the biggest population.
Yeah.
And so when you compare that to someone like Hungary, who only has 3 medals, but, like, a tiny population, like, percentage-wise...
I retweeted that. That was Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, that was you! Okay, yeah. I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, huh.
If you think about it.
Yeah, I'm like, man, deGrasse Tyson can be such a downer.
He's always a downer.
That's true.
Science is a downer.
Yeah, but he does it with a smirk on his face. It's like, ha 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 ha, the world's way more depressing. Fuck you, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I love you. Your Twitter account's very interesting.
It is. All right, there you go. Have fun.
Bye.
It's the summer. Enjoy the sun.
It's
bye.
It's too hot.
Burn up. Like Anthony.
No.
Bye.
Bye.
It's also weird how she looks exactly like, what's her face? Jamie Presley.
Jamie Presley.
Dead or Alive movie.
Oh, man.
Boom!
No way! Yeah, no. Okay, no. Yeah. Yeah. Holy shit.
Doesn't she look like her little sister?
Yeah.
Like, or like her twin from another time?
Like a slightly better looking Jamie Presley. Holy shit.
Yeah, man. That was the first thing I thought when I saw her. She was doing like a bit role in some TV show, and I was like, holy fuck, what happened to Jamie Presley? She got hot again. And then I was looking at the credits, I couldn't find her name. I'm like, oh, who's this new chick? I can get into this.